AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev's death sentence sets the stage for what could be the nation's first execution of a terrorist since 9/11. Though the case is likely to go through years of appeals. Former federal prosecutor Tom Durkin doesn't think the government should have pursued a death penalty.
In a terrorism case, it's a mistake to execute someone. I think you run the risk of turning them into martyrs.
But Boston Police Commissioner Evans says the jury sent a strong message by voting for execution.
You know, whether you're for the death penalty or not, which is, you know, a lot of us have trouble coming to that. I think we send a clear message that we're not going to tolerate terrorism in our country. And I think that's what we take out of this.
Investigators say the Amtrak train that derailed may have been struck by an object in the moments before it crashed. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says an assistant conductor heard radio chatter between train engineer Brandon Bastian and the engineer of another train.
She recalled that the SEPTA engineer had reported to the train dispatcher that he had either been hit by a rock or shot at, and that the SEPTA engineer said that he had a broken windshield and he placed his train into emergency stop.
Bastian says he has no recollection of the trip from about 3 miles before the curve where the train derailed. Nepal's army says the body of all 8 people on board the U.S. Marine helicopter that crashed during a relief mission in Nepal have been recovered. In Salt Lake City,
introducing Mitt the Glove Romney!
Yes, the former Massachusetts governor went 2 lighthearted rounds with Evander Holyfield. It was a charity vision event. A Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite has crashed in Siberia. Russia calls it a malfunction. This is AP Radio News. This happened in the parking lot of a daycare center in Venice, Florida. A toddler shot his little sister in the face.
3-year-old located a handgun that was in the vehicle and discharged a round, which resulted in a striking of the 1-year-old.
Sarasota County Sheriff's Lieutenant Vince Mayer tells WSTB that the mother was not in the car when the accident occurred.
The detectives are investigating the incident to see if at some point in time whether or not there will be any criminal charges.
Fortunately, the little girl's injuries are not life-threatening. The NFL reportedly plans to change the way footballs are handled before games. More from the AP's Jim Ludwin.
The source tells the Associated Press that details will be discussed at the owners' meetings in San Francisco next week. The league wants to avoid the possibility that teams could tamper with footballs, and a vote from owners will not be required to make the procedural changes.
The changes resulting from the Deflategate saga. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot-knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.